Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
Fantasy Sports Today.
This year, it's been anybody's ball game. From Utah finishing as a 5 seed, getting past Oklahoma City. It's been a wild run. And then Philadelphia, the same thing. It's all about trusting the process and trusting the process. And the process led them to being outside the playoffs for a long time this season. And then everybody kind of gets healthy. They start meshing. They finish as one of the best teams in the entire NBA. This entire year has been competitive. And these playoffs is just kind of indicative of all of that.
Weekdays, 1 p.m. Eastern and Saturdays, 9 a.m. Eastern on FNTSY Radio and on your popular podcast providers.
You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Fantasy Sports Today.
Yeah! Hello, everybody. Welcome to Fantasy Sports Today. I'm back, and I'm 40.
Let's I'm going to be 45 in 3 weeks.
Oh, yeah? Matty Medica, everybody. We're going to have a party?
Nah, no parties.
Really?
After 40, you stop.
And Jake the Beast Seeley, 19 years old. What's up, Jake?
What's up?
How are you?
I'm good. I got the Indians game on for us, so that'll be good.
All right, so Jake will be distracted for most of the show.
What?
Fun story about how the show is made. Actually, today's kind of like Pull Back the Curtain Wednesday. We're calling it Deep Dive Wednesday, but we're also pulling back the curtain on everything. So before the show, I'm like, all right, guys, here's what we're going to do. We're going to go very deep on some players. Matt requests we talk about Verdugo, so we'll get into Verdugo for a little bit. And then Jake's like, see you later. Jake's too much into football to really get into Alan Hansen's nuances as a ad in 18-team leagues.
It's true. What do you want me to say?
Jake, I just like people they should know this.
Hey, I was just letting you know. I didn't say see ya. I just told you. Like, don't expect the deep information from my side of the table. You're going to rely on Matt a lot today. The past 3 weeks have been NFL draft bonanza for me.
Well, what I'll do is I'll say the name, give a little background information. Matt can answer, and then you can Google it as quickly as you can and interpret.
No. I'm better than you know that. And I'll just read somebody else's stuff.
No, say you go to the baseball reference page, go to minor league stats. Go to Hyde MLB. Go to Hyde Other.
Find out the pronunciations.
Hyde. Well, you seem to get those pretty quickly. I don't know why you can't get stats.
Have that page up.
Yeah, I'll give the info and the wrong pronunciations.
Yeah. That's our plan for today, everybody. Hope you're. But seriously, it's getting that time of year when guys are getting called up, and some injuries are bringing in some guys like Domingo Germán, who Yankees fans might just see Matt and be like, you know, that guy's okay in relief, and you don't look at his minor league numbers, you're like, holy crap. This guy's amazing. Very high strikeout rate, low ERA, low whip throughout his minor league career, mainly as a starter. He might have just been out of his role as a reliever.
Is it definitely Germán?
You tell us, Jake.
I could find out.
I think the guy that I'd be excited for is Justice Sheffield.
Okay.
You know, Germán, I don't know a ton about him, to be honest with you.
It is Germán.
But the Yankees, how they've developed all this wealth, and it was kind of something that's what wrong with MLB right now.
Yeah.
The fact that they were able to trade Chapman that year, get Torres, and you knew they were going to re-sign Chapman, or they had like a 90% chance it was going to be them or like one other team.
Is that something wrong, though? It feels so right.
If you're a Yankee fan, it's good.
Well, I mean...
but I think, hold on, can we back up a second?
Yeah. Yeah, he's right. We didn't talk about Domingo Germán.
Yeah, No.
I know you don't hate it because you weren't going to have a party, but, I mean, did you at least enjoy your birthday?
I had a great time. The Saturday at a bar was a lot of fun. A lot of good people showed up.
Yeah, I was in Jersey Saturday. But hey. I was at a communion, unfortunately.
That happens, man. Vaquero came. Vaquero brought a bottle. I'm like, dude. I said, oh, come on, man. You know, it's your birthday. Like, all right. And at one point, I'm like, man, I've been in the same bar for 11 hours today. Might be time to...
But it's good to... Matt, tell me if I'm wrong here, but the one person that definitely deserves to have a lot of fun on his birthday is Nando.
Jake.
It's a celebration, especially that birthday in particular.
Yeah, your 40th, man.
Life begins at 40.
So my actual birthday.
That's what I'm going with right now.
I like to say that, too. So for my actual birthday, I went and saw The Avengers, which I loved. You and I were talking about this a little bit before the show.
I'm not the biggest Marvel guy, but I really liked it. But there's a but, and I'm not going to get into
it. It's going to spoil things.
You know, I'm just saying, there's a but.
Jake might have the same feeling.
We could talk about it off air. I give it, I'd say 9.5 out of 10. Love it.
What's the point five?
We could probably talk about it off air.
All right, Jake.
You know what? I also said this. If you guys haven't seen it, and I'm just going to keep doing it until everybody watches it, go watch the Final Space cartoon TV show. It is amazing.
Well, there's on Twitter, there's the...
it's called The Final Space?
It's just called Final Space.
Oh, is it the Conan O'Brien show?
No, it's he produces it. Yeah. The creator is Olin Rogers, but like it's amazing. Like the last episode is not till Monday, but you can watch it ahead of time on the TBS app. I couldn't wait. I actually watched it anyway. Very much like the Avengers. Like you talk about the emotion, but the funniness and just it's just really well done. I highly recommend it.
I can help people out that haven't seen the movie yet and say haven't seen all of the movies.
Yeah.
On Twitter, there's one shot, one perfect shot is a follow, and they have the Film School Rejects. And somebody did, I think it's like 15 minutes. They basically give you all 18 movies. They give you the whole breakdown of everything. It was excellently
really?
Executed. Yeah, really good.
And then I had lunch by myself. That was
sometimes
my birthday.
Yeah. Sometimes those are the best lunches.
It was a good time. by the way, beautiful day here in New York. We are at Rock and Riley's live in New York City on 35th Street in the Midtown Renaissance. And Jake is, for the most part, on TV. A lot of girls here in the bar again. A lot of women here in the bar.
It's really nice. It was nicer yesterday. We're in the mid-80s today. If you top out before you get to the 80, I'm happy, but we're a little warm. Today.
Jake, just wave. Oh, we can see you in the bar right now. Just wave to everyone in the bar. Yeah, Jake.
Well, Jake,
we're going to get Jake a girlfriend in New York.
It's like over, so when it goes over 90, will Jake be doing the show in his Speedo or something like that?
I would like to see that.
I think a lot of people would like to see that.
Jake, take your shirt off and wave to everybody in the bar. Okay.
Start unbuttoning.
By the way, we do have, we're running a Daily Roto. A lot of you know DailyRoto.com is our brother site, sister site, whatever. We love them. They're smart. They produce a bunch of millionaires. Go to DailyRoto.com right now. Put in code $1 and you get a month for free, for a dollar. I'm sorry. Month for a dollar. It's actually good. I mean, it's a good use of a dollar if you like Daily Fantasy.
As the guy in RoboCop said, I'd buy that for a dollar.
There you go. Back to Domingo Germán, please. I know you guys are trying to get us. I just realized we spent 5 minutes not talking about Domingo Germán. Can I just run down his stats?
Sure.
That was me.
I think that would be informative.
Minor leagues. All right, Jake. You know, you might not know anything, but tell me if you'd find this attractive. If I told you there was a pitcher who had 452 and two-thirds innings pitched, 443 strikeouts, a whip of 1.14, and an ERA of 2.54. That's a 452 and two-thirds innings pitched in the minors. I think it's a very large enough sample size to be like, this guy's good. You should go run and get him.
It definitely sounds like it. But also, now I'm looking and you're talking about 7 years. That's a concern.
Well, he was 17. I mean, if he came in when he was 21 after college, we'd be like, all right, that's a long
time.
He's
25 now.
It's the perfect time to hit your stride.
Yeah, you know, I'll tie it into somebody we'll talk about.
And he missed a year with injury.
In a little bit. It's like, it is important, too. I agree with Jake and I agree with you. Look, it's 7 years and stuff. But when are guys doing their best? At what ages? Like certain levels? Like an Alex Verdugo was, you know, hitting 300 at 20 years old,
right?
And stuff like that.
Mike Soroka mowing down batters at 20 years old.
Soroka looked excellent. So I watched that game. I mean, the movement on the pitches and stuff. But it's going to be interesting to see how this Braves rotation shakes out. He will be a fixture in there sooner than later, and that'll be another interesting thing to do.
Jake. Buy or sell Domingo Germán for like $2 if you run a fab tonight. He's going to take Jordan Montgomery's place in the Yankees rotation for who knows how long. Montgomery pitched an inning and left with injury. So you have to assume that's something.
It's still AL only. Jake. I want to do mixed.
Fine, let's get into Verdugo. I should have started with Verdugo. Are obviously not into Domingo Germán as much as I am.
I think Justice Sheffield has made it known in spring training that he does want to be on this team.
Right.
And look, that's the player. You want that attitude. I don't know what he's done for the season. I know the other night when he pitched, he had a really good performance. So I don't think he's that far off of, say, Herman's not the answer. It doesn't sound good on Jordan Montgomery.
No, it doesn't. Justice Sheffield fans 9-6 scoreless innings. Yeah, because he came over in the Cubs. Was it the Cubs trade? What trade? He was one of the prospects the Yankees got in one of those trades.
I think he could be out the door again, too, like the other way.
What do you mean?
like trade it back out. Oh, I think he might be a piece. Yeah, they might be looking like if he can go get somebody at the deadline. I mean, there's already talks about beat reporters talking about the Giants moving on from Bumgarner at this point.
Never. I got him all my teams.
Well, you have to think that Brandon McCarthy is probably a trade. I mean, look, he's Brandon McCarthy.
Right.
But he does pitch well when he's healthy and he's in there. So I got to think with all these young arms, Gahara, though I think Frank was telling me today he was getting pounded. He's pitching today in the minors. You got Soroka. I mean, Fulte's been really good. I'm a Newcomb guy. I believe Jake's a Newcomb guy.
I'm a Newcomb guy. Hey!
Yeah, we're all Newcomb guys.
That's it? No, no, I thought he was still going. Like,
just, I mean, he's somebody that's not going to cost the Yankees a ton to acquire.
Do we want him, though? I mean, is McCarthy going to be way better than...
Wasn't he on the Yankees a couple years back, and he was really good for like 2 months or something like that? So, I mean, look, he's had success there before.
Plus, he's fun to follow on Twitter.
This is a team that's looking, you know, they're going to battle with Boston this whole season. Much as I was so tired of the Yankee-Red Sox rivalry, this year it's actually something to watch. It's actually, it's warranted.
All right, let's get into Verdugo. Or do we say Verdugo? Verdugo.
Verdugo?
Was I supposed to be looking that up?
Hey, Jake, once we say a name.
I'm pretty sure it's Verdugo. I've never heard anybody say anything different at this point.
Jake, you should know this at this point. How say Verdugo? Jake, no joke. There's a group of six people at the bar right now looking at you, watching you on TV.
Yeah, that's great. They're all
guys, but let's just keep Jake up for the rest of the show. Can we make a graphic that has Jake's phone number?
Seriously, dude, I would quit.
Good time call.
Jake Seeley, single. Let's get Jake an 800 number. That could work.
As long as Jake's not that dine and dash guy that's inviting women over the internet to restaurants, and skipping out on the bill.
I'm not Corey.
I gotta guarantee you, Jake. I guarantee you, Jake not only pays for the meals, but Jake like holds out the chair and like when she goes to the bathroom, he also stands up.
I would suspect that Jake is a gentleman.
Yeah, I would think so.
Everything you said, except for the standing up when she goes to the bathroom.
See, I know. And then if he doesn't like her, he pulls the chair out when she's about to sit down. Alex Verdugo, batting average in the minors, .304, has 35 career home runs over 440 games. Couple seasons with double-digit steals, but really he's only had two seasons. I guess
about
three.
21 years old.
Well, I'm looking at how many plate appearances. I go right to plate appearances, and you know, sometimes you start looking at batting average, homers, steals, and you're like, oh, wait a second. This dude only had like two seasons of more than 400 at-bats.
Yeah, I wouldn't put too much judgment on that. From what I've been told coming into the year, he's a guy that in the mid-30s in the draft champions, the 50-round draft and holds.
Yeah.
Mid-30s, I was scooping him up pretty much in every one. Of course, I thought he was the guy that had a shot to, you know, maybe be the everyday left fielder or whatever, one of the corners. You know, you got Kemp, who lost 50 pounds, looks fantastic, and has played really well.
With 5-0?
And Peterson, Jock Peterson, of all people, is actually playing really well. I don't think either of them sustained that.
Well, Jock Peterson was supposed to be good a long time ago.
He was. We kind of talk about sample sizes and at-bats and stuff. We've kind of seen what he is. It's not that it's over for him and it can't change, but I'm not buying it yet on Peterson. I think Verdugo, the Dodgers had it. Look, he's not Cody Bellinger, but the Dodgers brought up a rookie last year. It changed the whole direction of that team on April 25th. They went on to win 90 games from May 1st on. Verdugo, that player? No, but I think he's a guy that has the hit tool. It's a guy, if you bought him this week for cheap.
We got him for $2?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's what you do. You get him for cheap. It's like Frenchie Cordero. I got him that first week anywhere from $2 to $57. And that's when you do the speculate. Because if he was a bust and he got sent down, it's not going to hurt you.
Well, that's what this show is all about today. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, we say we're going deep, we're going to these places you haven't heard of, but this is we're speculating right now.
Yeah, I'm not saying Verdugo is going to be fantastic, but I'm going to bet on him if I can get him on the cheap. I think this is a guy that can, you know, he can play. He can play defensively. And like I said, Francisco Lindor. I remember the whole fantasy community. Oh, you don't want this guy. He's just a glove. Everybody said that. It was like, you know, idiots just repeating the same line. And look what Lindor has turned out to be. I think this kid is worth the shot. Look, it's not something, he may not hit, but I'll take the shot in deeper
leagues. Who are you dropping for him?
I mean, like, I have, like, a Ben Gamel on a couple teams.
You know? I mean, that's okay. So not too many hard decisions here.
Yeah, I mean, look, you're not going to drop him for somebody.
You drop Billy Hamilton?
No.
Oh, Billy, come on, I'm going to ask. I got to ask. People are way down on Billy Hamilton.
People should be down on him, but I think the best thing for Billy Hamilton at some point, they got to trade him. And you put Billy
What's he going to do somewhere else, though?
He's a fantastic defender, number one.
You know who's destroying the ball in the minors for them? Mason Williams. We'll get back to that later.
Yeah, no, I mean. Yeah.
We have a call, Jake Lower, apparently. Does it have his number? Don't do it because we don't want Jake to quit. Oh, yeah. Yes. Award-winning fantasy expert. Jake, wave to everybody. The bar is looking at you.
Hold on. No, I'm going to look that. I'm gonna dial it right now and see what number what that ends up being. 800.
Well, it's got one too many letters, so I guess it would be 1-800-CALL-JACK.
Yeah, but people have that all the time. That's 225-5525.
Like 888 the beast.
And if you just look at the Dodgers situation right now, I mean, losing Corey Seager, you got to think Taylor's the guy that's going to play the majority at that position. He was known before last season's renaissance that he had.
Nothing.
He was known as a defensive shortstop. So,
right.
You know, with the Mariners and stuff. So that was his calling card at one point. So I think he goes there. I mean, Kike Hernandez you could put there or put him at second and he could play outfield, whatever. But I think basically when healthy, it'll be, you know, Puig, when he comes back, he's in there. For now, it's Kemp and Peterson platoon.
I mean, I did say there were some people I could talk about, Nando.
Oh, he hasn't taken a breath. I would have called on you a long time ago, Jake. Just kidding. Should the Dodgers have these problems? I mean, aren't the Dodgers supposed to be World Series winning team?
Look at the Nationals. Right. They don't have their leadoff guy in Eaton. They don't have Murphy. They don't have Rendon. And Bryce Harper's out there, with 13 and 16 with the Syracuse Chiefs. It was Sky Chiefs. I don't know what they're called.
No, we went back to the Chiefs. They went back to the Chiefs. really quickly, we got a question from Steve Cormier in the YouTube chat room. Hey, guys, need some help. Is Soroka a must-add? I'm in a 10-team league. 10-team league. Verdugo, Castillo, and Stroman would be someone I'd drop. Jakey?
Who are those ones? I heard Stroman. You ran through those too quick of who you would drop.
Verdugo, Castillo, and here's a perfect one. Would you go Soroka or Verdugo?
I'll go Soroka. Here's the thing. There's two things I was going to jump in on. The Verdugo thing is, one is, you don't know if he stays up, and then two, he's not hitting for power. The PCL, which everybody hits for power there.
He did start to sell out, though, this year.
Yeah.
Week four, three homers in a week.
Well, you get bored. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back. A lot more deep players to get into, including Alan Hansen. We'll be right back. Matt Medica, the Beast. See you in a minute.
Friends, if you want to win at fantasy sports, wouldn't you listen to people who have already won at fantasy sports? I'm here to tell you about DailyRoto.com. Don't be intimidated by the DraftKings and FanDuel sharks, even the fantasy draft sharks. The guys at DailyRoto.com have not only won $1 million amongst one of the writers, but they've created three others. That's four people who have won millionaire contests from this content alone. Don't be fooled by screenshots talking about $25,000 winners from other places. Go to DailyRoto.com where they have a proven track record of creating millionaires. DailyRoto.com. Tell them Greg Sussman sent you.
Welcome back, everybody. FST here on the Fantasy Sports Network, Fantasy Sports Radio Network, Fantasy Sports TV Network. I got a tweet during the break from Sean McCormick. I'm getting some good ideas here watching FST at charity auction. Fantasy can auction off dates with fantasy personalities. Who do you think would go for more, Jake Seeley or Alex Verdugo?
That's interesting.
Yeah.
I think it's East Coast, West Coast kind of thing.
Yeah, you're probably right. All right, Jake, you okay with that if we auction you off? Fab style?
No.
Oh, fine. What if you had approval?
Had approval on what?
I don't know. Let's talk about Rafi Lopez for a second. Rafi Lopez, another minor leaguer in the San Diego organization who was with another team before, came back. He's supposedly starting, maybe splitting time with AJ Ellis, and it could be for a while. Matty Mo, he was hitting 300. I mean, look, again, PCL, but he was hitting 300 with 7 home runs in 70 at bats. He's got a .275 career batting average.
Rafi Lopez is somebody I don't know anything about, but it seems like there is going
to
be.
I'm sorry, I don't mean to be playing stuff to Matty Mo.
You're not going to get you're not going to know everybody.
So right, that's
not
true. That's true.
Concentrate on, every single minor leaguer. But here's the thing, in a two-team catcher league, like a 15 teamer. You got to look at who's going to get playing time. And Anunoby, I'm sure he's a person of interest now.
Yeah.
You know, because it's pretty barren already, and it was pretty bad. Like, that second catcher you have in an Anunoby.
Nasty.
Is really, yeah.
Even if this guy gets half the. You got to assume.
That microphone.
Just nothing. Is that what you mean? Inanimate object?
No. I mean, it's like, have you seen what's on the front of that?
Oh, microphone? That's, yeah. That's. Let's just. We need those stupid covers. Jake, I'm going to guess you don't have any opinion on Rafi Lopez.
No, I don't. And I was actually trying to edit my DraftKings lineup.
Oh, come on, Jake.
I'm sorry. Look, I was expecting Blocko to be in the Giants lineup, but he's not. So I had to change something real quick.
Who's in the lineup? And so why don't you read us the lineup, Jake? Since you're so intimately involved with it.
The Giants lineup is Gorkys Hernandez, McCutcheon, Longoria, Hundley. No Posey today, which that changed my lineup as well.
Wait, Hundley's Felt, batting
Austin Jack.
Fifth?
Yeah, Hundley's batting fourth.
Wow.
Belt, Jackson, Crawford, Kelby, Tomlinson, and Derek Hollis.
It's amazing that the Dutch oven is still in baseball.
Okay, right? Austin Hedges. When you see Austin Hedges, a catcher, hurt his elbow. Matty Mo, are you like, I got it. Let me just reframe this Rafi Lopez question. When you see something like that, are you going to be like, well, AJ Ellis has been around for a while. He's a good clubhouse guy. Or are you like, this Rafi Lopez guy who's been in the minors, looks great, is coming up. This is the guy I want.
I would probably.
And Hedges is going to be gone for like 2 months. Are you assuming that way?
I would probably take a shot on the unknown because I know what AJ Ellis is. He's a, you know, framing and all that, but
right.
That's not going to help me in fantasy.
Right.
I guess if you play like score sheet, which I've never played, that could possibly.
I don't think
help
score sheet has framing.
I don't know. I know it's defensive stuff in there, so. But I will give an update on, who is it, Fernando Romero?
Okay.
Pitching for the Twins today, making sure. His debut. One of my boys, Casey Bubba, he tweeted out Romero with the filth in the first. Give me more of this.
All right.
He's a guy. I'm interested in seeing that one. That's for sure.
Mm-hmm. Him and even the other guy, Steven Gonzalez.
Oh, yeah.
He pitched another gem last night. I mean, I know going into, I think he had 25 strikeouts to 10 walks in like around 20 or so innings. But he pitched another gem last night. So I think at some point he's a guy that'll be in the Twins rotation as well.
By the way, coming up,
this is why I don't like the Bieber. I don't. We can't pick these guys up until they're on the major league roster. I hate that.
I don't like that either. You should be able to pick up whomever, whenever.
I think
however much fat you like.
If you don't have $0 bids and you're going to have this, like, let us make these moves ahead of time. I love Steve, but I tell him this every single year because you can't pick up Romero. You can't stash him if you just don't need anything else on your team and look for pitchers for the future because. They have to be on the roster, and once they're on the roster, then everybody's bidding for them in FAB.
But I kind of like that because it's like how much conviction do you have for this person?
See, I like the other way. I'm like, how far ahead of people can you get? Like, can you play this game down several avenues and be like, all right, today's the day I should pick up Rafi Lopez.
Maybe if you
still got to make a roster
really
choice.
Short bench. I mean, if it's something like with unlimited DLs and you can stash people, that's not fair.
Well, okay, well, here's a compromise, Matt. I see where you're going with it, but how about this? If you pick up somebody who's not on a major league roster, you can't drop them once you do.
Nah, that's too many rules.
That way you can't. No, because I think I understand where Matt's going. Like, you don't want somebody out there like, all right, I'm going to pick up Cordero, and I'm going to pick up this guy, Romero, and I'm going to pick up this guy, and I'm going to keep dropping all these minor leaguers until hopefully I get the one that shows up in 3 weeks.
Well, yeah,
this
but they're still.
You pick them up. Like,
that's roster management, though. I mean, you still like. Like, the guy in the chat room was just asking, like, he's got to drop these three people, and, you know, are they comparable to Soroka?
I'll say that for
Verdugo, Castillo, and Stroman.
For a 10-team league, I wouldn't pick up Verdugo or Soroka.
By the way, his name is Steven. I'm sorry, Steven, you have a name. That was rude of me.
Yeah, I wouldn't do that in a 10-team league either.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is, if you want to go ahead and do that speculation ad, and in 2 weeks, you know, Soroka's going to be a stud, and, you know, he'll be an all-star or whatever, maybe not. You got to make that choice. Is he worth a Castillo or Verdugo or a Stroman?
I'm with you. I was just trying to play the middle ground and understand where Matt was coming from.
Jake never saw Karate Kid.
I mean, I'll always tell people play the leagues you like to play in and stuff, but I like to play the more challenging way. I am not a zero bids guy. I think that kind of lessens FAB. It's still when you spend all your money, you shouldn't be allowed to pick anybody up. That's part of having a budget and managing it over 6 months. It's tough. I mean, I like to spend money.
Right.
And I got a couple of leagues where I got like $387 left, and it's May 2nd.
Hey, the Parrot's out.
Is that
everyone? Encarnacion.
Encarnacion. People are saying Encarnacion's going to hit. They said, I forget who it was, and for whatever reason, I think it was like someone associated with the Yankees, even though he's on the Indians, but they were like, wait until it gets warm out. Encarnacion's going to start.
I mean,
he gets good when it gets warm out.
He is the most cold, affected player I've seen in a long time.
Hey, you are who you are.
It's pretty much, I mean, that we can say about, I mean, we talked about, I keep hearing how much home runs are down right now.
Yeah.
It was unusually cold month of April. We had how many rainouts and all that. So the ball's not going to carry as much. Day like today in Manhattan, you know, it's beautiful. The ball's going to go and stuff. I'm not worried about the home run ball. The home run ball.
Well, and of course, yeah, he's only hitting 170, but this is his seventh home run still.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's kind of like Cespedes. Last night, again, he hit another home run. He's getting hot now, but even when he was batting 200, he had like 25 RBIs, 27 RBIs. So he was still being productive. You know, and we can see, like, a week ago, Yoan Moncada was batting like 220.
Yeah.
Now he's batting like 275.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's
and what's his on-base percentage? Now,
well,
he was hitting leadoff. He was taking walks.
Well, he's the king of the splits.
Right.
I mean, he just kills. You know, when he's batting versus right-handed pitching versus left-handed pitching, it's 1,000 OPS to a 500 OPS. I mean, that's the difference.
You know who I'm surprised you never brought up? Nando, speaking of this game that's on right now?
Well, Jake, I've only brought up two names so far.
Since no, you guys want to talk about movies. To this point. No, because you've been around long enough to not have brought this name up. Is that Isaiah?
To me, he's just I wish I could remember the guy. Not Martin Prado. There was some player who was Omar Infante.
Yeah, no, I think
he's not bad. He's just kind of empty stats.
Between Infante and Prado, in a way, he got second and third base eligibility. He's stolen a couple of bases.
Yeah,
they went back to back with Joey Gallo last night. I mean, me and Vaccaro had to pick him up. He got like three injuries last week in our main, and we got him for really cheap. And look, he's in Texas, so he's got dual eligibility.
Right,
hit a 15-teamer. You got to take, you know,
they can't all be pro far.
I mean, I paid him in my main where I lost Adrian Beltre. I paid $212 for Matt Davidson. I didn't want to do that. The runner-up bid was like $192, so I felt pretty good about
that. That was very smart fabbing.
You know, I felt good about that, but I still didn't feel good about Matt Davidson. But in that type of a league, he can still hit 30 home runs. Even if he bats 225, I mean, like the average is in the 240s now for MLB. So it's not that big of a difference.
Jake, a lot of women are walking by the window here at the studio. Just they're writing on their menus saying,
scantily
what is Jake
clad.
Like? What is Jake like in a woman? If you just want to give us a couple things real quick.
No, they're not. So we have a chat question if you want that.
Go ahead.
It's a keeper league. This is for Matt. I'll let Matt answer this one. Overloaded third base. He has a chance to trade Travis Shaw for Vlad Guerrero.
Okay, now is this a keeper league? Because I had Florio on me here for a second. I'm sorry.
Yeah, Florio, I said keeper league to start. Thanks for paying attention,
Florio,
Matt.
Florio's talking to us.
Florio popped in my ear.
By the way, BFFs have Ian Khan today at 2 o'clock.
Nice.
He's awesome.
He's in my RotoWire Dynasty Invitational.
Played George Washington on AMC's Turn, which I believe is available now on DVD. Anyway, the dude who plays George Washington is going to be here.
Would you trade Travis Shaw for Vladimir Guerrero? I'd do that in a heartbeat. If I'm in a keeper league, Vlad Guerrero looks like he's going to be like one of the best players we've seen. I mean, it's like, this guy can hit. And how old is Vlad? I mean, he's a baby.
I think he's 19.
Yeah. So if I can get my hands on Vlad Guerrero, I'm doing that for Travis Shaw.
And it answers the question that Jake has always given us crap for, like, oh, well, it depends on what you need and what you have. And he's overloaded at third base, so it's perfect.
Yeah. I mean, that answers the question right there.
All right. What a good guy you are, Jake. By the way,
I'm just trying to help out.
Go ahead. I'm sorry, Jake. Go ahead. You're still talking.
No, that was it.
We talked about Daily Roto earlier. I wanted to bring this up, and apologies to Daily. I mean, you can get this for a dollar, so I'm not giving too much away, I don't think. I wanted to go over their value of the day, which I thought was pretty interesting. And I'm not a big Daily Fantasy guy, but whatever. I thought it was interesting. Their value of the day, who's like their first value of the day is Adam Duvall, but I don't know. I mean, he's against Wade Miley, the lefty. You would assume that Duvall's going to start. But Giancarlo Stanton's their number two value of the day, $4,400 on FanDuel at Dallas Keuchel and Houston. I thought it was kind of interesting, Matt.
It is. I'm going to think, you know, with all the hard stuff that they've seen the last couple of nights and Keuchel being a left-hander, that's the reason. As far as Daly goes, these guys are the guys to listen to, and I'm going to go with them on that. I mean, I live and die with my season-long teams every day.
Yeah, me too.
It's a different kind of Daly thing. But look, if they're saying he's there.
Well, I thought it's Keuchel. You know what I mean? Like, it's not like Jose Urena.
Everybody's forgetting about Keuchel, I think, in season one.
Yeah.
They're kind of like he's getting pushed aside. He's a guy that I'd go out and get.
To be fair, Didi Gregorius is the least value of the day. He's like their hardcore bright red.
Didi, I
don't play.
Nine homers at home. He hit his first road homer Saturday night. It was a big homer, though.
Like, they're not value by a mile over Brian Anderson and Nick Markakis. So just to show you what kind of company he has right now. Anyway, there's an algorithm. I don't know what the reason is for it. If they want to call in and tell us, they're more than welcome to. Anyway, Mike Florio ruining our good time. But he did. Jake, you wanted us to ask about the time you got a girl's phone number at the draft?
What draft?
I don't know. Florio was asking. That's all we know.
Oh,
Thursday night, Jake.
No. Corey was trying to do something with some drunk chick. I don't know.
Oh, the NFL draft. When we were covering the draft here. That's right.
Yeah. I was thinking maybe GST from last summer.
No, I think he met like right here in this room from last week. All right, can we please talk Alan Hansen now? Are we cool?
Yeah, let's go.
Are you guys having a lot of your system?
None of them.
There it is. Jake's not paying attention. Matty Mo.
That's because Mazzara just took Kluber deep.
Oh, all right. Good for Mazzara.
I was hoping
it was bad for my lineup.
Matty Mo, are you high on Alan Hansen at all, or are you just kind of whatever, or do you want to play the game?
I'm high on life, but I don't know about Alan Hansen. I mean, for somebody, if I need some speed, he's going to play now.
Yeah.
In a deeper league, this is 15-team only that I would, you know, anything below that, I'm not preaching go run out and get Alan Hansen.
Okay.
I think a couple of years back with the Pirates, he was really intriguing. You know, he stole a lot of bases. So, I never write anybody off. And opportunity is everything.
Yes.
So having opportunity, I think he's got 2 stolen bases now already.
He's going nuts.
So
already.
Yeah, in 4 games. 2 stolen bases in 4 games going nuts.
Well, I think that's pretty much going nuts. If he had 1 in 7
right.
games,
look,
I wouldn't say it. Or if he had 2
panic
in 10 games.
Panic is out 6 to 8 weeks. If you need steals, it's that's right. This is interesting, but it's only interesting for the steals. He's basically Billy Hamilton.
I don't think so. I think he's better than Billy Hamilton. He was hitting .403. I think he's got some power in there, too. I think people are they're
in
18 seeing this guy.
Games. Look, I did the research you were asking me to. Look, that was the first time I'm looking at these numbers in minors.
Yeah.
226, 266, 263, 255, 280, 281.
I don't see that.
Like,
wait, did you show
on.
Jake, go to Hyde Partial Rose.
To who?
Hyde Partial Rose.
Yeah, I'm going to agree with Jake.
Jake's reading his major league stats.
On the average side.
No, I'm not. I'm reading his minor league averages.
It's minor league. This year was .403. Last year was .266, .263, .280, .274, .309, .260.
That's what I was just reading.
You were saying .224.
But here's
.221 was last year in 2017. That was his major league. That counts.
Well, not if you frame it as minor league stats.
I'll be the happy medium here. If you're going to look at a guy that's batting .260.
Where's Ventra?
What happy medium, Matt? I'm with you.
Stop being.
No, I'm going to say this: if a guy's batting .260 in the minor leagues,
yeah,
I'm not expecting him to bat .300 in the majors. I'm pretty much expecting him to probably be .240 or less. I mean, you're asking a lot of him.
And it's Billy not like, Hamilton,
but he's not. He's .284. His minor league batting average is .284.
Look, I think there's some
his career appeal. Minor league batting average.
There's some appeal for this guy. He was, like I said, the Pirates one time. Really liked him.
He was top 100 prospect twice.
And they moved on from him. So he's getting a chance here. Like I said, opportunity is everything.
Was he part of the... He wasn't the Kyle Crick trade, was he?
He could have been.
It was a Pittsburgh-San Francisco thing. No, because he was last year he was on San Francisco.
Like I said, I'm not... For steals, yes.
Was he Rule 5?
Teamers.
Anyway, I think we're underrating his power. And since Jake has his minor league numbers pulled up, you can see that in 2 of his full seasons, he had 16 and 11 home runs, Jakey.
Yeah, and let's talk about since double A. We all know single A means very little.
He had 16 home runs as a 19-year-old in single A, and
it's
he had 11 home
slow.
Runs.
That's mid-A.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. He does have pop. I'm not going to deny
and
that.
And he's playing other mid-A players who are probably in the majors right now.
Playing home games at AT&T Park.
Right.
So that's not good for his pop. Not like this is Mac Williamson.
A certain Barry Bonds once.
I mean, Mac Williamson.
Spend 40% of your budget, add him in every league.
I'm saying you spend a dollar, you can get Alan Hansen. You got a guy who can get 400 good
bats. And I never said that. You just asked me, and I'm telling you, he's not going to hit for more than .250, and he's going to be a stolen base. What, he hits 5 home runs? Whoopty flipping do.
Hold on, I want to introduce everyone to Ian Kahn. He's in a couple leagues with us, friend of the show. Played George Washington on AMC's turn.
Yeah. And I love Alan Hansen.
Hold on, we gotta give you a microphone somehow. Are these working?
I don't know.
Jacob, I'm sorry. There's one under your seat, Ian. Everybody, so Ian Khan, I've known for a few years now. We're in the GDD League together, yep. Along with he's going to be on BFFs, but might as well pull you in now.
Yeah, no, they just said, yeah, come into the studio. I was like, all right, I'll come into the studio.
Oh, by the way, say hi to Jake.
Hey, Jake, how are you? Alan Hansen. Going? I just spent $63 on him in the fantasy, the Invitational.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, Justin Mason's Invitational.
Yes.
I spent $63 on him there. I spent $9 on him. James Anderson and I spent $9 on him out of a $100 fab in a, so $90, in the RotoWire Dynasty Invitational.
Which I'm in as well.
Are you in that one?
Yep. I'm cheating.
That's how he knew you.
Oh, Matt. You're Matt. Oh, Matt.
Hey, how about that?
And here I am. I really did.
Coming up, we're going to talk deal.
Okay.
I was looking at your team. I was like, that's an interesting squad. It's a really interesting squad. So we put out, I'm big on Alan Hansen. Also, he played with a chip on his shoulder. He's got two stolen bases in however many games, but he also went for third base yesterday as well in a kind of a dumb bonehead play because it was two outs, but he's still running. And he's going to get the at-bats. He's like a Nando DeFino type player. He really is. Great. And he's an Ian Khan type player and a James Anderson type player. He's really, I'm a big fan of Alan Hansen moving forward because what you were saying.
Oh, Ian, hold on. We got to hit the break. We got to hit the commercial break.
Oh, sorry.
We'll come right back. More Ian Khan's here. We'll be right back after this.
They told me to come in. They were like, go.
Game time decisions.
Basically, there's like websites and stuff. You order these NFL jerseys that I have. They're coming from China.
I know they are.
Coming from China.
The best is you could really tell. You don't want to get a team that's complicated because I remember you had like a Bengal and he looks like kind of like a cartoon. You could tell he wasn't the NFL Bengal. He like was a little bit friendlier. He had a different cut to him.
No, they're NFL jerseys. They're just made in another country.
Oh, okay, I don't care about that. I was talking about the ones on the back of the truck.
Weekdays, 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Pacific. Only on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back, everybody. FST, live from New York City. A hot, hot day in New York City. Matty Medica, Jakey, the Beast, live from Virginia Beach. And Ian Khan jumping in.
He's what's up?
Very special guest on the Fantasy BFFs coming up at 2 o'clock live. Got my back on Alan Hansen.
I do.
But fun fact. I'm sorry, Matt. Go ahead.
I got to turn my mic on.
Matt sweats a lot during the break, so he's got to turn his mic off.
I mean, but this is more of like a 15-teamer. Are you, if you're in a 12-team league?
If I'm in a 12-team league right now, I am getting Alan Hansen, and I'm getting him cheaper.
I like it.
That's
like
it.
Conviction. Well, that's what we talked about earlier in the show. Getting like Frenchy Cordero, Alex Verdugo this week. When you get
Verdugo,
them for cheap, so I'm the opposite way. I like Verdugo.
Verdugo, I mean, to me, Verdugo is like Melky Cabrera. He's not going to bring speed. He's really not going to bring much power. He's got a nice hit tool, always had a nice hit tool. Also, I don't like the tattoos on the arm.
Oh, really? Anti-tattoo?
Really? I'm not a fan of tattoos on the arm.
So you hate Odell Beckham?
Say again?
So you hate Odell Beckham? I mean, he's got them all over his body, down his legs.
That's a very different sport.
But I mean, for me, Verdugo...
Did you like Josh Hamilton?
But see, what happened with Josh Hamilton?
He had three or four excellent seasons.
He did indeed. But
could have gotten him for a dollar before
crack
one of them.
Cocaine is a...
No.
Let's not speculate.
It's an overstatement.
Who was the pitcher that had the sleeves like him, too? There was a pitcher that had
it's
it
like
all
Justin
the way down
Turner
his arms too.
Or Jason Turner.
No, he's not a pitcher.
Oh, the guy in the Pirates? I don't
know what you're I know Jake. I know exactly what Jake's talking about. He had like a kind of plain...
Yeah.
But see, the thing about Alan Hansen, when you were talking about how the Pirates kind of gave up on him, to me, what I always look for is the post-hype guys, the guys who were top 100 prospects, who then grow into their game and grow into their success. Because as an actor, I know for me, you know, you sort of reach a certain level of success, and then you reach a new league as an actor, and then you struggle, and you struggle, and you struggle. And then all of a sudden, you find your way in that league, and you find the strength in that league, and then you can become a real player in that level. And that when I'm looking at Alan Hansen, also, he's walking around with a big old chip on his shoulder. I mean, he's ready. He's got his time. I am a believer. He's a 15-team guaranteed, 12-team, yes.
I love it.
I think you're going drinking with Nando after this. He's loving every... I see the smile.
We were drinking before this.
No, I wasn't like saying anything bad about it. It was commentary, but I saw how you were lighting up. No, you make
very saying everything I'm saying.
There. For me, it's...
No, Nando. It was AJ Burnett I was thinking of.
Yeah.
Oh, all right. Yeah. That's not who I was. I was thinking of someone.
And not a fan.
Just
pretty much
just makes this up.
Continues to prove the point. But no. What were you gonna say?
No. I think you make really good points there. For me, it's more of a 15-teamer. But then again, I mean, I don't know. What are the options in a 12-team league? I mean, you may be right. I like him for speed.
Yeah.
I'll agree on that. I do think he has some pop. Unless there's been major adjustments, I'm just worried about the batting average.
Yep, I understand.
Who, Hanson or Verdugo?
Hanson.
Don't try and bring Verdugo back into this, Jake.
I'm bringing up Hanson in 12-team, Verdugo 15-team. I'm not doing Verdugo in 12-team.
I agree
with
that.
I'm not advocating Verdugo in a 12-team either. Verdugo right now is a guy that, like you said, you got it for $2 this past week. He's a guy that's got some power. We saw the week before in OKC, he hit like 3 homers in a week. Seems to be selling out a little more for power. He's only, what, 21 years old?
That's crazy. We've heard his name so much for so many years bouncing around the minors.
He's considered the Dodgers like one of their best all-around hitting prospects.
For sure.
Another guy who's DJ Peters with the long hair.
DJ Peters.
That can hit bombs. I saw him in the AFL do that. But I think this guy has a chance to get a position, get the opportunity to play every day. Is it going to happen? It may not, but the opportunity is there.
Verdugo is going to play every day because, I mean, if you look at what they're going to do, they're going to bring Taylor into shortstop, which is actually very exciting to see what he's going to do in his real position. And the relaxation, that's completely under-examined. Like, going into the season, I was very down on Tim Beckham because he's moving from shortstop to third base. I was like, he's going to be fine. He's not going to be fine because he's going to be spending at least half of his mental energy trying to figure out how to play this new position. For Taylor, moving back to shortstop, we might see some real growth there. It also takes away some of the logjam in that outfield. I do think Verdugo has time. He's been bouncing around for so long.
He's young, but it's that name that we've heard for so long. I'm like, What is he, Andre Ethier, Matt? Like, at the top of his game?
If he gives you a little bit of everything and you're in a deep team, like a 15-team league, that's pretty damn – like, Melky Cabrera is a good player in a 15-team league. If I knew Melky Cabrera was going to be the starting outfielder for the Cleveland Indians now.
Yeah.
He's worth a pickup, certainly in a 20-team.
Chip, Chipness just went for a 3-run bomb.
There's a lot of home runs going on in this Texas game right now.
Who did?
Jake's
it's
watching.
Warm air, and the air is blowing out a bit.
Who's pitching for Texas today?
Well, that's the other reason. It's Moore.
Poor Matt Moore, man.
Poor Matt Moore.
Hey, Jake, you know what? Speaking of Matt Moore.
No more.
There's a guy starting tomorrow. Brett Anderson's back, basically, pitching for Oakland.
Good.
Jakey, you can't claim you don't know who this is. Do you have any hope at all? Is there a reason to pick him up? Is it?
Nope.
There is.
No.
I'd like to let Ian fight you on this one.
There's a little. There's certainly in a dynasty format, even in a 15-team, in our 20-team dynasty league, if you can get Brandon Anderson for a buck or even for a $0 bid and you stick him on your bench, he is performing at AAA. He's going back home to Oakland. There is certainly possibility there. The park is great there. He always had the stuff. If he could find value, certainly in a 20-team league and even in a 15-team league. I'm not picking him up on a 12-team.
That's a little dangerous. You know what else? Chris Bedlin's back up.
Is he really?
Chris Bedlin's supposedly coming back up. He's something's going on down in AAA with scratching and this and that, where he might line up and make a start for the Diamondbacks.
He's hoping to become Mike Minor.
I guess. Mike Minor's been pretty... If you throw away Mike Minor's ERA, his whip has been good and his strikeout rate's been good this year.
Like last year, Mike Minor was closing out games.
He was dominantly. So.
And it really helped me. Like in a couple of leagues, he helped me cash that. That final week, picking up Mike
Minor. He had 4 saves the final week.
Yeah.
And he was dominant doing
Steve Japinko won our main event because he got him. Somebody could have blocked him. He picked him up and won. It was 4 of us within 2 points.
The reason you and I had to pay for steaks for Vaquero was because Minor was on our bench for that last week.
Well, I was buying you a steak.
Well, whatever. Ian, you know Chris Vaquero?
Yeah, I know.
High stakes guy.
Yeah, no, I know. I don't know him personally.
Purveyor of the GFT.
That's right. GST. How are you doing, by the way?
I'm doing great. Yeah? I'm really happy to be here. Life is very pleasant and good. I'm having the time of my life with fantasy right now. I've got more leagues that are going, and they're going in the right direction. So I'm pretty happy about that. Kids are happy and well. Coaching a little league for my older boy. My wife is very nice.
That's
life
awesome.
Is good. Life is very good.
You said I was asking you about anything you want to plug. You're like, not really, but whatever. You know, the Turn's coming out on DVD, right?
Turn Washington Spies is the show I did for the last 4 years, and it's
as George Washington.
That's correct. Yeah,
that's pretty awesome.
It was a great experience.
Yeah,
it was. That's the other thing. It's like, you know, I'm coming off of a successful run of a show, so there's not as much anxiety. I got a movie coming out. I did an episode of Quantico on ABC with Priyanka Chopra. She and I.
Yes,
she's pretty cool. So we had a good time, and so that'll be coming up sometime this summer. But you know, at this point, it's Turn. You can catch all four seasons of Turn on Netflix, seasons 1, 2, 3, and 4.
Gotcha.
And they're all available now for free. And if you're into the American Revolution, it's people love it. I mean, if you get through the first, it's an AMC series. So the first, like even with Breaking Bad, the first few episodes of Breaking Bad, I was like, this thing's really slow. Is it going to work? And then it becomes Breaking Bad. I'm not saying we're Breaking Bad. We're not. But
but you know what? I think
you're the American Revolution version.
Right. We're not Mike Trout. That was Mike Trout.
You're Bryce Harper.
I don't know if I'm going to say Breaking Bad. That might be Mad Men. I think I'll be satisfied with the Johnny Cueto.
That's not bad.
It's
okay.
Really not bad.
Take it.
Except for the DL there.
So now you're hurt?
That was a little heartbreaking.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
I got him in a couple of big leagues that I need him. And
yeah, he'll come back, and he's doing great.
I hope he comes back. Look, if he came, say he didn't even get injured, and he pitched the rest of the season 350, 370, you know, right? I'd sign off on that right now.
Wouldn't you be happy about that for anybody, though?
Pretty much. But a lot of people don't. A lot of people want the pitcher's got to be like sub 3 ERA and strike everybody out. Not every pitcher on your team is going to do that. It's going to be like, you know, 6 guys or 8 guys that might finish with a sub 3 ERA, but I don't know who that's going to be. You know, besides a couple of people, we really have a good shot at doing it. Look, Sean Manaea, as great as he's been, I got him on a couple of teams. He's got a 98% left on base, a 140 BABIP.
He has a 98%, really?
It's not going to be this good all the time.
Right.
You know? Pretty damn good.
Weren't you guys going to make a trade, by the way?
It's actually in Dynasty. It's a little bit of a bigger. It's a big deal. I mean, we have to sit. We have to look. It's going to take a minute. But
we have 9 minutes left. Come on, plenty of time.
Okay. I have the app. It is open. I don't have James Anderson, but I have his approval.
Are we sure about that?
Yeah, I am. We're good. I know what our parameters are, and I'm looking proposed trade.
Encarnacion just went deep again.
Wow, that's two. That's two. You know, it might have been Mickey Callaway, and it might have been someone asking him in a press conference or whatever in the locker room, like, what's wrong with Encarnacion, or what's going on with your Indians because they started slow? Encarnacion's a hot weather player, man. When it warms up, look out. And Didi Gregorius said the same thing. Like, there is a huge group of players and coaches saying, when it gets warm out, we're going to start getting better.
Giancarlo
Stan. And he probably, his apartment's probably settled in now. He's probably okay with that.
Is he still living with AJ Ramos?
Yeah, they are. But that stuff, we can't do this. That stuff actually really, we get this. But this
sorry,
is,
everybody.
No, but this stuff matters, man. I mean, comfort in baseball. Baseball's 162 games. It's a question of character. And when I'm deciding on players, character matters to me. And situations matter. Like Giancarlo Stanton coming into a new team. We go back. I think you're a Yankee fan. I know. I am. I was born and bred in, my father grew up in Washington Heights. He put a Yankee hat on my head when I was 4 years old. One of my first memories of life is watching Reggie hit his 3 home runs as a 5-year-old down in the Den. All that being said, Giancarlo, I've watched, you know, A-Rod come into town, Roger Clemens come into town. It takes time to make that adjustment.
By the way, you just gave the backstory for basketball. Sorry to interrupt.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
That was started when Reggie hit the 3 home runs. and then Coop. Anyway, sorry, continue.
But that's the truth. And so I look at Giancarlo, and when he warms up and he's used to getting a little bit more comfortable, we're going to see a real turnaround. It's a good buying opportunity, I think.
Yeah, and the other thing with, like, baseball, we just completed, like, just over a month.
Yeah.
So there's 5 full months. Like, the first 2 weeks, I mean, I have on some teams. I'm going to root for him. Matt Chapman. Everybody's like, oh, Matt Chapman is going to be great this year. The last 2 weeks, Matt Chapman's got, like, 100. He's got 1 home run. And a guy like Evan Longoria, who nobody wanted, over the last 2 weeks, he's batting 350, 6 homers. So, look, these players are going to have peaks and valleys. There's the very few that don't are like the Mike Trouts of the world, the Jose Altuves. But the majority of players, you're going to ride peaks and valleys throughout the season. It's just more of a patient thing.
Jake Seeley, you've heard of Giancarlo Stanton. What do you think his number is going to be when the dust settles on this year? And how much? I guess the question is, how much stock do you put into what he's done so far?
I think you have to put a little bit of stock into it, because the fact is, it's not so much like, oh my God, he's going to be terrible. That's not at all. But if you look at last year and you look at some of the metrics of the ISO and the heart, just go down the list. You have to say, okay, maybe he's everything we saw before last year, which is still great. It's just last year might be his peak, and it might be he doesn't get back to that. Maybe he's pressing because he's in New York and he's slumping at the same time. But if you look at it, still going to be, if he stays healthy for the entire season, he will top 40 home runs. It just might not be the 50 and the 120, 130 runs in RBI like we were hoping.
I think it'll happen. We got to sign off. Go ahead, Matt. You sign off.
We're going to sign off on all our
just the digital videos.
Digital videos. We're going to stay here
on the network.
So Don't go away because we're going to talk Mike. Mike Stanton.
You almost did.
Giancarlo Stanton. I think he still hits 50 home runs.
And coming
He's
up
got
in five,
5 months to do it.
Coming up in 5 minutes, Ian Khan joins the BFFs. Stay tuned for that live on YouTube at 2 o'clock.
I mean, just look at his pace last year. Look, okay, that might be his career year. Nope. I mean, it's tough. I know. Was it Steamer had him hitting like 54 home runs, and Steamer's very conservative. But I still think he can get to 50. All he needs is one hot month. I mean, and it changes. If he goes hot for the next 2 weeks, I mean, he can hit 7 home runs in a week. If we have the weather like we're having right now.
Yeah.
He's a Miami kid. He's used to, he plays in hot. He lives in hot. He's been in cold. It's cold here right now. And not today. I mean, it just turned. But he's been playing. I've been at the stadium many, many nights because my house is, I live in the Bronx. I live in Riverdale in the Bronx. And we live real close. So it's a 15-minute cab ride. And it's freaking cold, man. It's freaking cold.
I was walking around with a pep in my step today. Outside. Nice. I'm like, wow, this is great.
Yeah, it's nice.
So I'll still take the under on 50, though. Don't forget, I'm with you, Matt, but he hit 12 in July and 18 in August last year. I mean, even if he does that this year, he's not going to get to the fact that he's going to get 50 because he still had about, I think, 7 or 8 per month before that.
Oh, I'm not saying it's a guarantee, but I don't think it's like so.
No. I think it's fair, but I was just saying, I would take the under. I would say
people saying.
I don't think he gets 50. I think he goes somewhere between 38 and 42. And at that point, 38 to 42 is successful, frankly, with a 240 average with 100. And he's going to need to get hot to get there, honestly. I mean, he really is.
Nando, you love your over-unders. 45.5 home runs.
Under.
First, Giancarlo Stanton home runs. I'll go over. Yeah. I think he figures out how to play Yankee Stadium, starts hammering the balls out of Yankee Stadium.
That's for the total season, not rest of the season.
Not rest of the season. On the back of his baseball card next year, it'll be over 45 home runs.
I'll take the over as well.
How about this? Would you rather have Giancarlo Stanton or Aaron Judge right now? If I offered you Giancarlo Stanton for Aaron Judge straight up.
I keep Aaron Judge 100%.
Matty?
I'm going to go with Stanton.
Jakey be the tiebreaker. Really?
Judge, and I own both of them.
Oh, on the same team?
Yeah.
Auction league?
That was my first two picks in labor, remember?
Not really.
And Jake went on to draft every injured player.
That's right. I remember his first week fab run. I remember that. Everybody. I remember the craziness of that.
The only two people on that team that are doing well are Judge and Syndergaard. Everybody else, pick somebody who's been slumping or hurt in April, I have them.
How about,
wow, Juan Centeno just took Kluber deep.
Why is the ball flying out so hardcore there today?
I told you it's warm.
Nobody's using pine tar.
Yeah, but I mean, you can't just say everything is warm if Juan Centeno.
You're using pine tar today.
It's yeah, right. Everyone's got their eyes on Corey Kluber.
Oh yeah, where's Bauer?
Mizar, that's good.
That's pretty impressive. How many 5 home runs so far? And what inning is it, Jake?
By the way, did you see? Was
the second
Christian Walker's home run
on the top of the third?
Off of Clayton Kershaw last night.
Hey, Christian Walker's been one of my favorites for 2 years now, and he's just been totally blocked.
Kind of like that layup I gave it.
Thank you so much. Yeah.
Did you see Michael Brantley's? I was watching Michael Brantley's Grand Slam live last night.
That was
one of the greatest moments of baseball. It was just stunning.
We have Keone Keeler in our super meme, Caro. He was not happy.
Oh, man.
I wasn't happy neither, don't get me wrong. But I do have Brantley in one of my other leagues, so I was like, okay. You know, at least it was him. It wasn't like somebody I didn't have.
I was totally tapped out last night, so I don't know anything you guys are talking about. Did you see the Avengers, Ian?
Not yet, no.
All right. We won't spoil it for you. We'll talk to Jake offline about his... Jake gave it a 9.5 out of 10.
Uh-huh.
We think the 0.5 that's missing is the same reason we're kind of like...
Go on, man. Go.
No.
Go.
It's well, people me. Listening, it's...
Yeah, we can't give any...
Yeah, let's talk about Rusney Castillo.
I think it's that same thing I said
Never
before.
Going to see the light of day.
It's because of the salary impact. They're going to go over the... It's going to really hurt them with the luxury tax.
He's batting 330.
He's hitting 330?
He's hitting 330 right now.
Didn't he kill last year too, though?
Yeah, he's been good. He's got 4 steals, hitting 330. And he's not going to see the light of day.
No, he's really not on that team.
There are going to be some openings, and it's just... By the way, the most fun I have is going to MLB.com and sorting batting leaders and pitching leaders by IL and Pacific. You start picking up these guys, and like, who's this guy? Who's this guy? Who's this guy? And you just end up with like 10 names. Like, I got to pick them all up right now.
Can we get an update on the Delmarva or Jake's trip out?
Oh, yeah, Jake. In 2 days, Jake's going to Delmarva to get us the Star Wars night.
Oh, yeah?
Jake?
Jake Sealy.
How's that looking, Jake? It's a 2-hour drive from his house, and he won't do it.
It's not happening.
We got one more day to convince him. It'll happen. It's Star Wars night. They're giving away Manny Machado.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
I'm going with my kid for a Little League for May the Force Be With You. May the Fourth Be With You at the stadium. Aaron Judge, Jedi.
That'd be awesome.
Jedi Judge.
Thanks, everybody, for watching. Econ comes back up on BFFs. Bye.